BJ and Jamie.
If you could just name a time in your life that you could go back and start all over again, where would you pick? Now, I've thought about this because I'm a bizarre person, and I always have these type of thoughts.
Yeah.
And I've thought about this before, and I have a distinctive answer for myself. Now, everybody's answer is probably going to be different, but have you ever thought about that? Where would you go back in time to start again?
Well, where would I go?
And you can, and it's not going to be the same path that you're currently in, but it will start at that moment, and then every decision after that will be its own.
Right. I mean, I wish I could go back and fix a couple of things.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I think as a parent, and I think most people would agree with this, I would never go back past where my kids were born. Because they wouldn't exist.
Oh, gotcha.
It would be a whole different set of circumstances of who you married and what children you had. And knowing that the kids I have today, I would never want to go past that.
Well, plus it just seems rude.
Yeah. Well, it does seem rude. But I mean, personally, I wouldn't want to do that. Spadil, you don't have kids.
Right.
Would you go back?
Yeah, I would go back right to when I told this guy that I wasn't going to take 100 Bitcoin for a bag of weed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'd go right back to that exact moment
See,
in time.
That is a great answer.
That is.
But so, you'd probably turn it down again.
You might because you don't.
Because I wouldn't know. Yeah.
Exactly.
I would have to know that Bitcoin was going to turn into what it was. Yeah.
Okay, so if we're playing that game, because that's a different game, but I get it. Yeah. So I would go back to 36 when I was asked to become Jewish, and I wouldn't convert, but I would go back there and go, okay, I'll be Jewish.
I could do it. I've looked at it. It's not that hard.
It's not that hard. I'll do it.
What about you, Carson?
Well, see, you brought the kid thing
up. Well, no, I just did it without a kid.
Oh, okay, so 100% college. I'd go back to college. Mm. I love college.
We all have a different answer.
Love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. But you know what, though? See, you're sadness to me.
Yeah.
Out of all of them, I just have a regret about Fancy Pants, not converting to Judaism because I felt like we were such a strong couple and we would have had a great family and stuff, but we might not have. Anyway, but yours is sad because I dated people like you where they just didn't quite make it in the professional league.
Why would you want to go back and live that disappointment again?
Remember?
I mean, seriously, because you would still be you.
Yeah.
And you're still not going to make it.
Yeah, but I...
Into the pro hockey that is.
That didn't come to
You're still not going to make it.
That didn't come to
but
like...
But that was your hopes.
Yeah. But I don't know. I was with everyone that, just all my friends. I loved playing with the boys, getting on the ice every day. Everything about college is just great. Walking around with an entire bottle of vodka and tequila.
My son's college and your college are different.
Yeah.
making drinks and baby pools and having everyone come take a shot. It was awesome.
Yeah. So here's the thing. So remember Cactus Pete? Do you remember that guy I dated? Well, so he was brought up from the minors or whatever, but then he got sent back down. And so the whole time we watched baseball, it was just so sad. He would just talk about it. It's like, oh my God. And so that you're him.
I mean, I did have it. It was exciting to be like, all right, after my college career, I'm going to go play pro. And then who knows? Maybe I'll find my way to the NHL. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
And then they just live there in that sadness of it didn't quite make it.
Yeah, it was pretty crushing after
CBS. No, listen, I have it every day when I see Ryan Seacrest.
So you feel my pain?
I do. Every day when I did that audition for American Idol and I screwed it up so bad because I was going to be a judge, they called me and that eyelash fell off and I was just blinking, talking to Nigel. It'd make a great judge. My eyes going dun, 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 dun.
I think if I had the chance to even make that decision to go back or not, I don't think I'd go. I think I'd be too scared.
I know.
I don't know where it would end up, you know? Yeah. I mean, you go back to then, because at that time, I wasn't doing very well in this business for sure. So I don't know. I mean, it would be scary to go back and start over again.
Who was I talking to? Somebody said that their son, oh my God, I can't remember. They were talking to their son and they said, what should I expect at life, you know, like as I get older? And he said, well, you'll probably be married at least three times. I was like, that's the advice you gave.
Oh my
He goes, yeah, because most likely you'll be married like three times. I'm like, oh my God, that is so
That's
sad.
A harsh
I'm
reality right
that
there.
Is optimistic. You don't have to stick with the same woman. That's pretty cool. Like see, I think advice. That's an upside. You're going to get the same woman for 30 years
oh
now.
Oh, come on. That's so sad.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.